This is CPR News. I'm Vic Vella. Colorado's approved a final plan to reintroduce wolves in the state. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
In 2020, voters narrowly approved an initiative calling for wolf restoration. After years of drafts and public meetings, wildlife managers have a plan to carry it out. As many as 50 wolves would be released over the next 3 to 5 years. The plan also includes a generous compensation program for lost livestock. But it's missing some key points, like where Colorado will get the wolves and exactly where they'll be let loose. The state is also waiting on a federal permit to manage wolves, and there's no guarantee it'll arrive before the December 31st deadline. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
A controversial land use reform bill has new life at the state legislature. A House committee has restored provisions that would force many local governments to allow accessory dwelling units in all neighborhoods and more residential density near transit. Representative Iman Jodu is a sponsor.
We understand that there's a lot of concern, as is the case with any meaningful state legislation, but there's also a lot of encouragement, and this is what we, as state leaders, think is right.
The bill still has some hurdles to clear in the House, and then it'll still need approval in the Senate, and that could be tricky considering that's where the bill was gutted just last week. Inmates at Colorado prisons could soon be able to make free phone calls. Right now, calling out of prison costs 8 cents a minute, but a bill that's passed both chambers at the state legislature would phase out that cost over the next 2 years. Supporters say that'll make it easier for inmates to stay in touch with their families and form other ties that could help them succeed upon release. And the Colorado School of Mines officially has a new football coach. Peter Sturbick was the interim coach and had also been the Ore Diggers offensive coordinator for a team that made it all the way to the national championship game last season. Highs will reach near 70 degrees for the Front Range today. You're listening to CPR News.